It is the Friday show. We're all a bit giddy. We're a bit agendaless as well. We're going to fly by the seat of our pants. We've got Kev Walsh, we've got Paul Dehaney, and we've got Ian Ryan. We are recording this before Leicester play Manchester United, which is quite interesting that this week of games is going on all the way to Thursday. So Leicester play Manchester United in a little while. We don't know what the outcome of that is, and obviously both of those teams then play on Sunday. The other thing is I discover I've got Andy Middleton as a caller and James Roach, West Ham United and Bournemouth for that. Andy Middleton explains to me that Chelsea were meant to play on the Sunday but had to be moved backwards to the Saturday with reference to the fact that they've got a Champions League game. Andy explains that to me as I'd completely forgotten. I'd completely forgotten because I was overexcited. It's been a big day. It's transfer deadline day, and simultaneously Liverpool played against Newcastle last night and did the decent thing in the end. It's Everton versus Liverpool. By now, the pre-match warm-up is out, hosted by Ian Ryan, who is here with me, Kev Walsh, and Ad Amelia. You will hear a lot of what me and Kev Walsh think about the Merseyside derby against Everton. You won't hear what Paul Dehaney thinks on that. So we'll very, very briefly allow Paul to say what he thinks the Merseyside derby will be like as Everton play Liverpool at 12:30. Paul, obviously Liverpool will go into it as favourites. Liverpool are better than Everton. If Everton lose against Liverpool, it will mean they have taken 29 points from their previous 38 league games. 29 points from their previous 38 league games. I can add up and I can subtract. I am always doing maths. And Paul, they find themselves there in a bit of bother, but it is a Merseyside derby and Liverpool don't look great.
Yeah, we've had a few derbies ourselves lately, and the team that, like, for instance, in the Chelsea game, everyone was kind of writing them off beforehand. They came out on top. You're talking about obviously different quality to Everton. But West Ham last night, for us, you know, I knew that was notoriously going to be a difficult game, especially as we called it West Ham's Cup Final, because it is literally the game they want to win every year. So that adds, like, extra pressure and extra stress on a fixture. And if you're not right for it, you can get done. And you know, as passive as Everton have been and how much in disarray they've been lately, they're going to be dangerous for the first 20. I always say this in the Merseyside derby, it's the first 20 you've got to deal with. If you can score early, I think it's going to be trouble for them.